The Capital Ideas podcast now features a series hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover what differentiates their investment approach, what learnings have shifted their career trajectories, and how do they find their next great idea? Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Cathy Power is with me. She is a resident of the Croke Park area. Cathy, have you got a load of free tickets? You get these come in through the letterbox in their droves, I understand.
I wish I had one for Coldplay, but unfortunately I don't. Didn't manage it. We did get a pre-sale code from Croke Park authorities, but there was some problem with it. So basically a lot of us didn't get tickets.
And
at some stage, somebody shared the code, it seems, beyond what it should have been, and therefore it was suspended. So basically we haven't got any tickets for Coldplay.
So how does it work generally? Be it Coldplay or Oasis or Ed Sheeran, U2, whatever. There's a big gig on next year. What happens with tickets for you guys?
Well, we have had in the past some pre-sale codes that have worked, and therefore we can buy tickets a day before everybody else. And then Croke Park gives us 100 pairs of tickets per concert.
100 pairs for how many people?
Well, it's within a cordon of 1.5 kilometres of Croke Park.
That's a fairly densely populated part of Dublin now.
Yeah, I heard a figure of 14,000 households, but I don't know if that's right. I really, that could be completely wrong.
Yeah.
But it is a lot of people. And that 1.5 kilometres, if you know Croke Park, stretches right up to, we'll say, Botanic Avenue.
Yeah.
You know, up that
yeah,
far.
Yeah, so it's 14,000 mightn't be perfectly accurate, but there's certainly several thousand households
yes.
in there. And it kind of, and what's the average occupancy? 2.2 people. It's thousands and thousands of people.
Thousands of people. And however, there is a waiting in favour of the people who are within what would be the cordon.
Okay.
Which you would know of, like each end of Clonliffe Road and Jones's Road. I don't know if people are familiar with Croke Park that well, but it's the roads in, directly around the stadium.
This is where
we are supposed to get the 60%.
This is where you can burnish our Kilkenny credentials here
yes,
in the Cathy.
We're
very
used.
Familiar with Croke Park, of course.
We are well used, yes. Well, I was born just at the other side of it. I live behind Hill 16 now, but I was born the other side, even leaving aside time spent in Kilkenny in between. So we are a bit disappointed about that, about the allocation of tickets. Can I just say that everybody loves having concerts? We love the buzz. And personally, I think, you know, live people listening to people playing live music is one of the best
yeah.
things you could think of in terms of an outdoor activity. And also playing and watching sport, I also do. So I don't mind being, I knew what I was doing when I came back to Dublin and I bought a house near Croke Park.
Yeah.
It's just that it is a bit inconvenient. There are a lot of problems about living right there. And we wish really that Croke Park would be a bit more sympathetic, informative and, generous.
Okay. Sympathetic, informative and generous. So sympathetic to the problems. What are the problems?
Right. Well, first of all, a Garda cordon went up this morning, like what they call a soft cordon at 10 a.m. and then a hard cordon at 3 p.m. Now, that means no vehicular traffic is coming in or out. Those of us, even with the residence passes, once people start arriving for the concerts, are asked not to drive in or out. So some people went to work, drove out to work this morning and won't be able to come back until the concert is over.
Okay.
Which is normally not a problem because concerts have been at weekends. But now, as there are more concerts and as Coldplay is like a Thursday, a Friday, okay, Sunday and then Monday, there are three working days there.
Yeah.
And it changes things. There is a lot of public urination, which you can imagine. The concert empties. The last half hour of a concert, nobody wants to be using the loo. Everybody's there to hear the hits and
yeah.
see the fireworks or whatever. And then everybody leaves the stadium and they're on Clonliffe Road or Jones's Road and they're going home or they're looking for taxis or they're getting back on a bus to Kilkenny or Tullamore or wherever they came from and they need to use a toilet. And we've been asking that more portable toilets be provided so that we don't have people in our gardens, which we can understand. I can understand. What else would you do?
Yeah.
In those circumstances where you had to travel a long journey. We feel that something could be done about that. We feel just really that a little more cooperation. There are people who are asked to move their cars. People like right up there on Jones's Road are just asked not to have their cars on the road.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a Davin car park there. You know, the one
yeah.
there behind the canal. But they're not offered spaces there. You know, they just have to fend for themselves, go off and find parking. At the last residence meeting, someone pointed out they had to pay for parking somewhere else.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think where if you were on that road and you had to, you know, you didn't have a driveway. And a lot of those houses don't have, some of them have converted and they've opened yeah. up the front and have a driveway. But if you didn't and you were parking on the road, I don't know where you'd go. Because even up on Alphonsus Road or Iota, you're paying on all of those roads.
That's right. And the residents up there are not too happy either
no.
because they then have to deal with that. Now, some people would say they'd like the cordon even stronger and earlier, because then you have a situation where if the cordon isn't there, that people who are going to the concert, the cute ones, you know, come in early and park inside the cordon.
Oh, I see.
And then they have their car there for when they want
oh,
to go home.
I never thought of that. Now that's yeah. very clever,
isn't it? So some people find that they go to work and then they come home and they can't get
someone's
back into their own
park if
someone's parked in front of their house. Exactly. So it's in general,
yeah.
it's a bit of a hassle.
Well, what's the kind of level of antisocial behaviour around concerts?
Well, it sort of depends on the crowd and
yeah.
the level of drink. I was out last night in the RDS to see the Pixies.
Yeah.
And I came back just as Coldplay was finishing and it all seemed very sober and calm and a nice crowd. It
yeah.
was grand. It depends. I remember at Garth Brooks, there was a lot of drink.
It's interesting.
Very good humoured. And great crack and
yeah,
a lot of tartan and Stetsons,
yeah.
but a lot of drink. AC/DC was, they were like lambs. I hardly yeah. knew there was a concert
on. But you're all those owl lads can't hold their drink anymore anyway. That's the problem, Cathy.
A lot of red and black and, yeah, prostate problems.
You said it. So sympathetic, informative, that was the second thing. So
yeah.
tell me a little bit about the relationship then between yourselves and Croke Park and how freely information flows.
Well, we hear usually from somewhere else that there's going to be a concert. And then there are community information meetings. Now, these are part of the conditions of the issuing of a licence. And I, at the last meeting, I said from the floor that I thought it was a box ticking exercise. And I think then proof of that was that somebody from two different people in attendance that night asked the question, if there were six concerts this year, would there be none next year? And someone else asked if all the Leinster home games would be there next year also. Neither of those questions were answered. They were fluffed. They weren't refused, but they just weren't answered. And then that was Thursday. And lo and behold, on Saturday, we hear Oasis. Now, I know there was probably very strict media embargo and all that, but we could have been told there was going to be a major concert in August next year.
Yeah.
Just for politeness, because we were in the room and because we asked the question. But there seems to be a reluctance to just give us information and treat us as part of the gig.
Yeah.
That we're, you know, the enemy that have to be kept at bay and placated and, you know, that we're going to cause trouble otherwise. Now, I don't think anybody wants to do that. I suppose the memories of 2014 with Garth Brooks and
yeah.
the cancellation of concert is there. I think, however, it would be nice if there was more cooperation. And I think they would find maybe that a little bit of generosity and goodwill and information would go a long
yeah.
way in terms of making people feel better.
I might come back to this a little bit later in the show, but the Oasis tickets are going to go on sale, pre-sale tonight, and then they'll go on sale tomorrow.
And we are promised pre-sale tickets for Oasis.
Okay.
We are promised those
okay.
from Croke Park.
I'll grab mine off you then later.
Yeah.
There's two gigs down on the calendar. Now, that's kind of speculation already that as soon as they sell out, which will be immediately tomorrow morning, 1 minute past eight, all
yes.
tickets gone, that Oasis will announce at least one more, if not two more. Some are even saying three more. And then there's talk of U2 next year. Now, let's set aside U2 because they haven't announced anything. But in situations like that, where Croke Park must know at this stage, you know, somebody, the kind of concert promoters or somebody has said, don't put anything in for the next two nights either, by the way. I guess that maybe they might say, well, our hands are tight. We can't announce that. We're not allowed to announce that. And then at the same time, they've got all the residents around who's saying, hold on, you've got to tell us what's happening.
Yeah, well, I suppose that advance notice, other than for the buying of tickets, is not really all that relevant, except that, you know, it's the 16th and 17th of August next year. And let's say it was your 50th birthday and you were intended on having a big party. Well, you could forget it because people couldn't come in. Another little irritant is I was talking to a woman at the meeting that we had to discuss AC/DC. And she was telling me that on the night of the Springsteen concert, herself and her husband invited friends over for dinner with the intention of sitting out in the garden and hearing what they could. And they brought wine with them. You know, they're coming to dinner and it was taken off them at the barrier.
Oh, right. OK. Yeah, I guess they have to assume everyone's going into the concert.
But you're saying, I have no ticket. I'm not going to the concert. At all.
Remind people, just because there's already text coming in, people wondering what the deal was, if we'll call it a deal. Like, what were the promises made initially around the number of concerts per year?
Well, there is some limit of 3 concerts.
Yeah.
But that obviously is out the window now, and nobody is standing by that.
Yeah.
And we're not even saying you have to, although it would have been nice, again, to just say, we're going to go over this and what do you think, or how can we make this easier?
Yeah.
You know, the things that are wrong, the things that we find wrong, a bit of generosity about tickets. And you know well, Kieran, that every influencer and minor celebrity and every cat, dog and divil will be in there that night, you know, those nights, and tickets will be handed out like snuff at a wake in the corporate sector. So it isn't as if it's, you know, like there's going to be 368,000 people seeing Coldplay.
Yeah.
And they're giving 800 tickets to the people who live right there. And we're the only ones that aren't really making anything out of it. Now, I have no problem with the shops, the traders, the Airbnb, the people selling the cowboy hats or whatever, making money. That's grand. And nobody does. Nobody around the neighbourhood is saying we want to be killjoys. We absolutely love the buzz and everything else. But, you know, give us a break.
Trevor and Cavan says, I went to AC/DC in Croke Park. Nobody could get a toilet anywhere when we came out of the stadium. The ladies in our company had to pee in places they never dreamt of going. With the price of tickets, etc., the facility should be put in place for all attendees, says Trevor in Cavan. So what's the generosity then? Like, I mean, what would make this right, or certainly make it a little bit better?
Well, I think more free tickets. And I think letting us know that we have the free tickets before they go on sale. Because if you're a fan, you're buying them anyway. And I think all draws for tickets, the lottery for all free tickets this year took place in February, for instance.
Mm.
And I think Coldplay was before that. I'm not quite sure of the dates now, you know. But, you know, if you already had your ticket for AC/DC and then you get another one in the free draw, well, it's nice, you can give it away. But it would be nicer if you knew in advance that you didn't have to buy it. And then cooperation and how we can do this, and actually taking on board the things that might help. Like, it can't really be that impossible to split Clonliffe Road for some of the time if you put barriers down the middle of it to allow a one-way traffic for people to get home from work.
Yeah.
You know, it's a huge logistical operation to bring a huge rock band in and 82,000 people listen, and the building of a stage and the sound system and all the rest. It's huge. So it can't be beyond the ingenuity of MCD and Croke Park to just do the small things that would make a difference for us.
Cathy Power, who is a resident of the Croke Park area. Cathy, thanks a million for coming into us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
The Capital Ideas podcast now features a series hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover what differentiates their investment approach, what learnings have shifted their career trajectories, and how do they find their next great idea? Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.